Denny sent outriders ranging ahead of the column, but they found neither wells nor springs, only bitter pools, shallow and stagnant, shrinking in the hot sun. The deeper they rode into the waste, the smaller the pools became, while the distance between them grew. If there were gods in this trackless wilderness of stone and sand and red clay, they were hard, dry gods, deaf to prayers for rain. Wine gave out first, and soon thereafter the clotted mare's milk the horse lords loved better than mead. Then their stores of flatbread and dried meat were exhausted as well. Their hunters found no game, and only the flesh of their dead horses filled their bellies. Death followed death. Weak children, wrinkled old women, the sick and the stupid and the heedless, the cruel lands claimed them all. Doria grew gaunt and hollow-eyed, and her soft golden hair turned brittle as straw. Danny hungered and thirsted with the rest of them. The milk in her breast dried up, her nipples cracked and bled, and the flesh fell away from her day by day until she was lean and hard as a stick. Yet it was her dragon she feared for. Her father had been slain before she was born, and her splendid brother Rhaegar as well. Her mother had died, bringing her into the world, while the storm screamed outside.